Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for coming out this morning. It's very good to see all of you here. Amen. Praise God. It's a good thing I see double. I see a lot of you sitting out there. Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I want to do this morning is mostly just read the Christmas story to you. And got a few comments on some things that God gave me last night while I was looking at it. And then afterwards, we'll have cookies. How many like cookies? How many already had too many cookies? Yeah, come on, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, glory to God, man. So Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done, Father. Father, today we celebrate Christmas, Lord, the birth of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, show us something new and something different, Father God. Give us fresh bread from heaven this morning, Lord. Let us feel the touch of your hand upon our hearts, Father God, as we read these stories, Father. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Tell your neighbor, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Steve. You're a good man. Praise God. Good man. Thank you, son. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the sixth month is the sixth month of Anna being pregnant, John the Baptist's mom. But in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And an angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. Come on. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Amen. No end to this kingdom. This is the angel speaking this to Mary. And then Mary said to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Ghost, he shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And this is our power verse this morning. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. There we'll go to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Praise God. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Then Joseph, being a just man, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Who named Jesus? Yeah, you might think Joseph named him, but the angel called him Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Joseph said, yeah, his name is Jesus. I knew that in a dream. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20 says that. Came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and laid him and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, that you shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they'd seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. Praise God. The Christmas story, it's a beautiful story. Amen. It's the best story ever told. How many say amen? It is the story of God sending his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. He gave his son. He sent his son into the world for us. Amen. It's the greatest story ever heard that you could ever hear. It was God's plan. It was his wisdom. Is that right? God's plan and his wisdom to bring a baby. Isn't that crazy? God had to use man, because God had given man the authority in the earth. God had to use man to speak a virgin shall conceive and have a son. His name shall be called Emmanuel. A man on the earth had to speak that, because God had given the earth to men. How many say amen? Do you know that? Do you understand that? That even when God had told Abraham, look, because again, when Abraham took his son, God told Abraham one day, he says, hey, you know what? This is what I want you to do. I want you to take your son, go to this particular mountain, and when you go up there, take your son, your only son, and I want you to sacrifice him to me. Abraham said, okay. Got up the next morning, grabbed his son, grabbed some firewood, grabbed a little bit of fire and on a stick. I'm not sure how he carried it. I mean, a torch maybe. But grabbed all that and had some servants with him, and they took off and found the mountain God was talking about, built an altar, tied up his son, put the wood on the altar, and his son told him, hey, his name was Isaac. Isaac tells him, hey, Dad, where's the sacrifice? He says, oh, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Abraham was fully convinced in his heart that God was going to raise his son from the dead if he killed him, because he was the promised son. He was the son where he said, this son, the whole earth will be touched. Oh, boy. So he goes to slay his son. And God says, Abraham, stop. And he turned and he saw a ram caught in the thicket. And I mean, you guys know the story, but what God said to him, he says, because you have obeyed my voice and not withheld my son, your son, he says, therefore in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply you. And it set in order a thing with God, that God would provide himself a lamb. Isn't that cool? And this is what Jesus is. This is the Lamb of God that was, you know, Mary had a little lamb. Is that who was saying that to us the other day? I can't remember who it was. Mary had a little lamb. The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Beautiful plan. Amazingly executed over time. How do you say amen? Amazingly executed over time. God's plan, it's wisdom. It's his wisdom. This story is his wisdom. How many say amen? His story is the story of Jesus, who is the wisdom of God. Do you know that? Get to know Jesus, you're getting to know the wisdom of God. That's crazy. It's cool. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 says this, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. See, we speak Jesus. How many speak Jesus? We speak that in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have never, ever crucified the Lord of glory. An amazing plan, amen, to redeem me and you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Do you remember? Do you remember when you didn't have Jesus? How many of you remember when Jesus wasn't part of your life? Does anybody? Boy, I remember. I remember thinking that I was doing fine. I was doing good. I remember that. I remember thinking that drinking wasn't hurting. Wasn't anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with me drinking, even though it was affecting my work, my wife especially. I remember. I remember all the money I used to spend drinking. All the times I would leave my wife alone by herself, out in the woods out there where I lived up in the head, there was probably the closest person was probably a mile away. Leaving her out there, I remember. And the Word of God says this, is it, do you remember? Sometimes it's important that we ourselves remember what it was like not having the Lord. Remember how you didn't really have a lot to go on. Is that right? I want to show you the scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 says this, that at that time you were without Christ, remember? You were an alien from the commonwealth of Christ. What's a commonwealth of Christ? Or a commonwealth of Israel? Israel is a country that says they know God, that they were chosen by God. That's their commonwealth. They know, hey, God's for us. God is for us. Amen? How many know that God is for Israel? But there's also an Israel that is it's an invisible Israel almost. It's us. We're the Israel of God. We are the Israel, the children of the seed of Abraham. How many say amen to that? That's who we are. And he says, at that time, you were without Christ. When you didn't know the Lord, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were strangers from the covenants of promise. How many know there's promises in the Word of God? There's covenants in this Word. There are things for you to grab a hold of so that you can live a life before God, not only with confidence, but also with hope. Hope that all those things that he said to you, they're real. They will show up in your life. How many say amen to that? You just hold on to them. You just take a hold of them and say, this is what you have said, Father. This is, can I tell you, such a blessing from not having the Lord. Amen. Do you remember when you didn't have these promises? You didn't know things would happen to you. You didn't know what was going on. A lot of folks out there don't know what's happening. They don't know why things are happening. God is trying to get their attention. Can I say that to you? How many of you know God has never changed? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many of you know that? Some folks think that just because of the New Testament, God has changed. God hasn't changed. The New Testament, the blood of Jesus, has changed how God can deal with us, but God himself has never changed. He is unchangeable. Look at your neighbor, say unchangeable. He can't change. There's no way God can change. He is who he is. And the Word of God is what he says. This is what he's given us to stand on, to look at him, to get to know him. Title of the message today is The Greatest Gift Ever. Can I tell you? Yeah, love is the greatest gift. Having peace with God is a great gift. How many say amen? Joy that comes from God, such a great gift. His promises are gifts given to us to believe and to walk in. But one of the greatest gifts that we'll know is that you have been invited to get to know God. That you can have a fellowship, you can talk to God and he'll talk to you. That's one of the greatest gifts you have because of the gift of his son that he gave. Paid the price for you to get into his throne room, to talk to him, to have fellowship with him, to get to know him. Not just what he does, but who he is. I think in Psalms 103, I believe it says this, that the children of Israel saw the acts of God. They saw the plagues, and they saw the Red Sea open up, and the children of Israel saw all those things. But Moses knew the ways of God. He knew his way. He knew what God would do and how he would provide, and he knew his way. Jesus said it this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Get to know the way. Get to know the ways of God. Get to know who he is. It's God. Such a blessing. Do you remember when you didn't remember? Remember when you didn't know him? Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. And without God in the world. Do you remember that? I remember it. Oh, I'm so glad that he reached out his hand towards me. A drunk that I was. A sinner that I was. How many of you were a sinner before you came to Christ? You better raise your hand because every one of you were. Amen? Hallelujah. It's because God redeems sinners. He goes after sinners and he changes them. Amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Ephesians 2:12. We just got through that. You're a sinner. And he came after you. Amen. You remember that old story? Remember that old story? We're going to play this song here real quick. It's just go in. I heard an old, old story. Sorry, man. Try to get my son in line here. Excuse me. I heard on a hill. Yeah, there you go. I'm thinking of the wrong song. Far away stood an old rugged cross, the end of suffering and shame. Y'all have never heard this song before, have you? And I love that old cross where the dearest and best in a world of loss Ephesians 2:19 says this. Now therefore you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. How many say amen to that? Fellow citizens, and you are of the household of God. God, you're God's people. You belong to Him. He's your God. Amen. None other but Jesus, but God, who sent His Son into a dirty old world to redeem us. Amen. That is the greatest gift that God could give us. He gave us life, and this life is in His Son. There's no way to repay Him. There's no way. You can't work your way to try to repay what He's done for you. What does it require? What does He require of you? That you do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with Him. That's all He asks. That's all He asks. He's done it all. It's the greatest gift. It's Christmas. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look at this scripture real quick. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I don't care what's going on in your life this morning. It doesn't matter. God knows that He's right there with you. Just worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him, and watch what He does. Hey, let's stand, let's pray. Father, we thank You this morning. Thank You, Lord. Father, I thank You for everyone that came out this morning. to a Christmas service, Father. I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Father. I ask, Lord, that you would touch every heart, that you would bless them. Father God, you would cause people to see the joy of Christmas in their lives today, not only today, but tomorrow, continually, Father God, all through the rest of the year, into the new year. Father God, let people see your glory upon your people. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Praise God. Hug somebody. Tell them Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, y'all. Go home and have a good time. Enjoy your day. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.